This is JIS News. Coming up, Industry Minister urges private sector partnership in creating BPO spaces. Victim Services Division receives support tools from the UNDP. Add Heart Month to focus on healthy eating. The details after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton has renewed the call for private sector entities to partner with the government in providing additional work-ready space for the business process outsourcing BPO sector. BPO, which involves subcontracting various business-related operations to a third-party provider, is considered one of the most promising areas for spurring job creation and development in the Jamaican economy.
The government is unable to provide all the space needed for outsourcing companies wanting to set up shop in Jamaica. We are moving ahead with our plans for the development at Naggohead to make available additional space for the sector. The demand for space outpaces the supply, and the speed at which we are able to create these work-ready commercial spaces, we simply cannot keep up at this point.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the recent opening of Sutherland Global Services' New Kingston offices. The Victim Services Division of the Ministry of Justice has received support tools from the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, to assist in the treatment and recovery of children suffering from psychological disorders linked to crime. Director of the division, Reverend Osborne Bailey, says among the items valued at over $200,000 were dolls, building blocks, Play-Doh, puzzles, and children's furniture.
The trauma experienced by children often is not like a broken bone where you can see it and know if it is being healed. It is often invisible and long-term and cannot easily be mended. We believe that with the support being offered by UNDP, what seem like toys are actually tools that we will be utilizing to assist in the process of delivering the level of psychological support.
The toys will be distributed to victim services offices island-wide. During January to December 2015, the Victim Services Division saw approximately 5,416 victims. Of this number, 3,269 were children, while approximately 60% were females. The Global Environment Fund, GEF, is designing programs around the Scientific Research Council, SRC's, case studies on biogas technology. This is being done as part of the implementation of a regional biogas project. Speaking at a JIS think tank Tuesday, Manager of Process Development at the SRC, Julia Brown, said the council is on a mission to develop and assist in the implementation of scientific models to further drive the science and technology sector. Ms. Brown says with the amount of sewage and agro-industrial waste produced in Jamaica, waste to energy alone could provide over 75% of the country's energy needs.
SRC, through the government of Jamaica, has a major role to play because in the region, we are the most advanced as it relates to the whole biogas technology. So they are looking at our case studies and designing programs around our case studies and looking forward to us, our expertise in assisting in the major implementation of such project.
And healthy eating and lifestyle choices are to take center stage for this year's Heart Month, being observed under the theme Obesity, a Weighty Matter. Speaking at the launch of Heart Month Tuesday, Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, said obesity is a major factor in non-communicable diseases among the population.
The fact is that many persons with NCDs are at a higher risk of complications. This is why this year's launch of Heart Month comes at an opportune time when we need to further stress the importance of observing a healthy lifestyle. Obesity, which is a major risk factor for the NCDs, is the number one health problem in Jamaica.
Dr. Copeland says persons living with NCDs are far more likely to suffer complications from the Zika virus, for which the country is bracing. She says physical inactivity, unhealthy diet, harmful use of alcohol and tobacco are major problems which Jamaicans must address. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.